Thank you very much for chatting to me this morning, Michelle Bagley. And we need to chat about the AIMEE Foundation. Welcome to KFM, Michelle.
Thank you, Trace. Thanks so much for having me. It's such an honor to be chosen the beneficiary of this fantastic race. I'm looking forward to it. I've even got my running shoes on today so I can start preparing for the 5 kilometer.
Oh, sounds good. Tell me a little bit about the AIMEE Foundation.
I'm sure most people, I'm hoping, are familiar with AIMEE Beale. The organization was initially named after her after she was killed in some mob violence in Guguletu in 1993. Yeah. We are going to be celebrating the anniversary of her death. And unfortunately, from that terrible tragedy has come up the most amazing organization. The AIMEE Foundation very much looks after the previously disadvantaged communities of Cape Town. And we offer after-school programs and youth skills development programs. And we have about 2,000 beneficiaries in our programs. It's quite a wide range, our age group, from 5 years old all the way to 35 years old. And we offer quite a wide range of programs, which includes sports, dance and drama, music, art, some literacy, some numeracy, some greening and environmental programs. And then for our youth skills development, we've got hospitality, craft, and we've got beauty and wellness.
Oh, gosh, that sounds like it's quite a production, hey? I mean, it clearly sounds like a great machine that's running there. But you also need funds from outside.
Absolutely.
And how do you acquire this funds?
We've got quite a huge operational cost, as you can imagine, 2,000 beneficiaries in our program. Mm. So we do try to diversify our income stream quite a bit. We do things like cultural tours. We have the wonderful My School, My Village, where people swipe and they're able to, obviously, a percentage goes back to the programs. We look for donations. We look for grants, and very much we look for partnerships. And this is what's so fantastic about OutSurance and the Atlantic Athletics Club and obviously KFM, that you guys have come on board and chosen the AIMEE Foundation as the beneficiary this year. So we would love for all those runners that are going to be going out there and hopefully changing not only their physique and obviously, you know, doing something for a good cause, but hopefully giving something back to the foundation. And we are appealing to everybody to possibly donate something small to the organization. We would love to be able to keep going with our programs and increase the amount of beneficiaries that we reach out in the community from 2,000 to maybe 2,500 in 2019.
I think we need to help you get there. 2,500, that is the aim. Michelle Bagley speaking to us about the AIMEE Foundation. Michelle, thank you very much for your time this morning, and we are very excited about this.